Over here. If anybody happened to lose one, if nobody claims it now, I'll take it down to the lost and found. And our guest today is a fellow that's lived all his life right here in Randolph County, and that's almost 80 years. Coming up pretty soon, it'll be 80 years. And his name's Woody Simmons. Would you make him welcome?
Thank you. Mighty proud to be here for another Augusta Days. Start off with here, I'm going to do an old tune, Walking in My Sleep.
For those of you that have been to these sessions in past years, we used to always do them acoustically, and we thought because this crowd is getting so big, we'd add a little sound reinforcement, but I don't want it to get in the way of the informality of the situation here, and this is just a visit with Woody Simmons. We'd like to hear his music, but we'd also like to find out about his life experience and where his music came from. So if you have any questions at any time, please speak up. Woody's a guy who I think is, he's come through kind of the whole gamut of fiddle music that exists in West Virginia. He started out here in Randolph County learning tunes from people like Ed and Hammonds and some of the people that we think of as real old-time fiddle players. And Woody continued to learn different styles all throughout his life, and I guess probably was influenced a lot by people like Arthur Smith and Tommy Magnus and people like that. But hopefully Woody will give us a wide example here today of all the different styles that he's heard throughout his long musical career.
All right, this next tune is an old tune I learned off of Edmund Hammonds, Billy in the Low Ground. It's key of C.
Thank you.
Peter, there was a tune that you were playing here for the class this morning, and a lot of them were that you also said you learned from Ed and Hammonds, and down in the D tuning. Is that your other fiddle tune?
Yes, sir. This is an old tune called Molly Put the Kid Along. I learned from Ed and Hammonds.
I guess this is in the Bonaparte's Retreat tuning for you fiddle players. Low D tuning.
Thank you a lot. Well, while we're up in this tuning, we'll play the Bonaparte's Retreat. Thank you.
Woody, maybe some of the people here would like to know how you got started in music.
Well, the way I got started in music, I was about 8 years old. My dad made me a banjo, made the rim out of white oak, put it in a kettle and boiled and bent it round. And he's a blacksmith, and he made the metal parts in the blacksmith shop. Only had about 12 brackets on it. And he used to kill a groundhog and tend to hide for a head. And I had a Prince Albert tobacco can for a tailpiece. And the first strings I had on it raveled out of a screen door. And couldn't tune them up very high. But that's the way I learned to play. Yeah, I learned the first tune I learned to play on the banjo was Silent Night. And I carried the old banjo around to Christmas programs when I was about 12 years old. And played a few Christmas songs on it.
Was that a fretless banjo? Or?
It had 5 frets on it, and they was made out of fencing wire. And had a locust neck on it. And the first strings I ever bought for it was at Russell's store in Mill Creek. And the brand was Sunrise. And for 5 strings, it's 20 cents. Yeah. That's the way I got started out in the music.
How about the fiddling? You started out on the banjo, and then...
At the age of 13, I bought a fiddle. I still own it. It's a real old fiddle. It was old when I got it. The old man Smith Reed, a bachelor, owned it, and I built fires and done the sweeping in the schoolhouse and give the old man a bushel of potatoes in January, and then at the end of school I got my check and I paid him for the fiddle. It was $15. What the fiddle cost. I still own it. I've had graduated in baseball. It's a very fine fiddle. Yeah.
Is that the blonde one? That
it's the one you like.
Yeah.
I got to wheel that old fiddle to Jerry Reagan's of them.
That sounds good. Do we have that on tape?
Yes, sir. It's a fine fiddle. I had the old man Orville Curry. He made about 75 fiddles. And he based Bard and graduated. And he did this one, too. I bought this fiddle off an old bachelor, Othie McLean.
Didn't you tell me one time, Woody, that you knew some black fiddle players down in...
That's where that old fiddle come from to start with.
Uh-huh.
The wards back in them days were about the only fellas that had any money, and these fellas, black fellas, worked on the farm. And they worked the old fiddle out of a day's work, 25 cents a day. And that's how they got the fiddle, and... they sold it to old man Lucky. He was a black feller. And then the old man Arch Collins, he got it. And then it went from there to Charlie Bell, and from there to Marvin Stoniker, and from there to John Gear. And then Smith Reed wound up with it, and I got it off of Smith Reed. Yeah.
Did you ever hear any of the black folks play fiddle?
Never did, no. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember them. No. It was Elihu Ward's daddy's fiddle, and Elihu was born in 1840. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still in nice condition, real nice shape yet. Smith said I'd never learned to play a fiddle. I went out like fighting rattlesnakes.
By the way, everybody, I'd like to introduce Laverne Simmons. That's Woody's wife.
How many years, Woody?
57.
They've been married how many years, Woody?
57 years. Was 23rd of May.
57 years. How about it?
Play a little bit of the Arkansas Traveler. Everybody knows that old tune, don't they?
Please, anybody, if you feel like you have any questions or any thoughts about Woody and you want to ask, please do. I know besides some of those old-time fiddlers you mentioned, I think for a while you played with Clayton McMitchin down in...
1935, played with Clayton McMitchin in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Yes.
And then maybe you can play one of my favorite tunes, and that's Cotton Bagging. Didn't that come from
Clayton? Yes, sir. That's one of old Clayton's tunes. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir, I learned that off of Clayton McMitchin. Clayton was a great fiddler. His contest pieces, I fiddled against Clayton McMitchin, and he won first place, and he wouldn't take it. He handed it down to me. Huh. Yes, sir.
Where was that, Woody?
Harrisonburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. at Ed's Park. I had to fiddle for the Larry family. That's Wilma Lee Cooper now, mm-hmm. she is. But back in the year 1935.
Wilma Lee Cooper is in Nashville now, came from just up above where Woody lives, and her name was Leary, and Woody used to fiddle for the family band before. I guess that's before Woody, Wilma Lee got with Stoney Cooper, right?
Yeah, she was born and raised up on Logan Run, head of Logan Run, between Valley Head and Mingo. Well, we played for the class today, the Kiss Me Waltz. Play that.
There's one I like a lot that you do called Slide the Jugs Down the Mountain.
Yes, sir. Slide them jugs down the mountain. The revenue men are coming up the other side. Hey, Gordon. Thank you.
Okay, we've got time for about one more tune before this session wraps up. Woody brought along some records with him here, and they're really good. A lot of Woody's old tunes, a nice cross-section of his music. Played with a guitar player who knows the chords. Not me.
You do all right, Jerry. Do a fine job.
So why don't you pick one out to wind this up?
All right. Oh, Liberty's all right. Isn't it?
Liberty.
Yeah. Thank you a lot. Enjoyed playing for you all.
Well, do you have any advice for all these young fiddlers that are coming along here?
Well, half of what I heard today, they're all doing very fine, and they've got a good teacher, too. You're one of the best.
Yeah, good.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks a whole lot for coming.
Mighty glad to be here. Thank you.
All together, so. You said it.